Legend has it that the Jade Emperor, ruler of the heavens, called forth a great race to determine the order of the zodiac animals. But who would emerge victorious in this grand contest? Hey there, Zesties! You're tuning in to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. On the show, we talk about personal experiences and development, society and culture. So if these are the topics that you're interested in, then please stay tuned. The Lunar New Year just kicked off, and it's the year of the Wood Dragon. There are several cultures in the world that celebrate this, and I think it's quite interesting to talk about it on this episode. As you know, Zesties, I'm not Chinese, but I'm quite fascinated with the stories that surround the Lunar New Year and the Chinese zodiac. So I did some research, and today, let's embark on a journey through time and tradition as we uncover the origins, significance, and captivating stories behind the Chinese Lunar New Year. Now, let's kick things off by diving into the ancient origins of this vibrant festival. Imagine, if you will, ancient agrarian communities in China eagerly awaiting the end of winter and the arrival of spring. It's here, amidst the blossoming of nature's beauty, that the seeds of the Lunar New Year were first sown. Rooted in myth and legend, the festival's genesis can be traced back over 3,000 years ago to a time when the mythical beast Nian roamed the land, bringing terror to villages. But fear not, dear Zesties, for the people discovered the power of loud noises and the color red to ward off this fearsome creature, birthing traditions that endure to this day. But the Lunar New Year is not just about ancient myths and legends. It's a celebration of family, reunion, and the promise of a fresh start. Picture bustling streets adorned with crimson lanterns as families gather from far and wide to share in the warmth of each other's company. From the age-old tradition of cleaning house to sweep away bad luck to the joyful exchange of red envelopes filled with good fortune, every custom is steeped in symbolism and meaning. Now, let's turn our attention to one of the most beloved tales of the Lunar New Year, the story of the Chinese zodiac. Legend has it that the Jade Emperor, ruler of the heavens, called forth a great race to determine the order of the zodiac animals. But who would emerge victorious in this grand contest? Numerous versions of this tale exist. Some attribute the organization of the Chinese zodiac to the Jade Emperor's birthday celebration, while others credit the Buddha. Yet, despite minor discrepancies, the essence of both narratives remained consistent. According to the legend, the 12 animals of the Chinese zodiac were chosen through a contest designed to establish a system of time measurement for the people. In this race, only 12 victors could emerge. The task was to traverse a swiftly flowing river and reach the shore to claim victory. Initially, a cat and a rat, once close companions turned bitter enemies, found themselves in the race. Despite being poor swimmers, their cunning minds led them to hitch a ride on the back of the ox, the race's most generous participant. However, driven by ambition, the rat betrayed the cat, leading to its exclusion from the competition. Variations of the tale suggest the rat either deceived the cat or left it unaware of the race altogether. However, in the Vietnamese zodiac, the cat actually is in the race. Various explanations have been proposed to shed light on the Vietnamese preference for including the cat in their zodiac. According to Nguyen Huy Tin, a specialist in traditional Vietnamese culture, one possible reason could be linked to the significance of rice fields in the Vietnamese agriculture. Rice cultivation is paramount in Vietnam, yet pervasive Presence of rats possesses a threat to the harvest. Consequently, cats known for their role in controlling rat populations hold a revered status among the Vietnamese, the specialist shared. So furthermore, Tin suggests another rationale. The Vietnamese may have wished to avoid having consecutive years associated with similar animals. There is a perceived connection between the rat and the rabbit in Vietnamese culture. An alternative theory posits that Vietnamese may have reinterpreted the Chinese term for rabbit, mao, which in Vietnamese sounds similar to mèo, meaning cat. So I'm sorry if I haven't really pronounced it properly. I apologize. And so let's move on. So in the Vietnamese culture, the year of the cat is believed to usher in good fortune and smooth sailing, adding to its cultural significance within the country. So in the Chinese zodiac folklore, the cat missed the chance to participate in the race. So feeling betrayed by the rat's deception, the cat holds a grudge against it to this day. In Vietnamese folklore, on the other hand, the cat eventually discovers the truth and confronts the rat, resulting in an ongoing animosity between the two animals. As a result, the cat is included in the Vietnamese zodiac, occupying the fourth position, while the rat remains the first. This cultural variation highlights the diversity and richness of folklore across different regions and demonstrates how similar stories can evolve differently in different cultural contexts. Now, Zesties, let's go back to the Chinese zodiac story. So, upon reaching the shore, the rat, followed by the ox and the tiger, claimed the first three positions. Suddenly, the rabbit, after a mishap, cleverly utilized a floating log to secure fourth place. Despite its ability to fly, the dragon arrived fifth, citing assistance provided to villagers and aiding a struggling rabbit as reasons for its delay. Subsequently, the horse, startled by the snake's sudden appearance, fell behind, allowing the cunning reptile to seize sixth place. The monkey, rooster, and sheep then cooperatively reached the shore, securing the following positions. So despite being an adept swimmer, the dog's tardiness caused its 11th place, while the pig's indulgence and subsequent nap resulted in finishing it last. The sequence of the lunar calendar mirrors the outcome of this race, and the rat leading the sequence and the pig closing it. This calendar holds significant cultural importance in China and beyond. So from the mighty dragon to the industrious rooster, the Chinese zodiac is a treasure trove of stories, each animal imparting its own wisdom and personality traits to those born under its sign. So, whether you're a spirited dragon or a loyal dog, the Lunar New Year invites us all to embrace our unique qualities and celebrate the magic of diversity. The Lunar New Year, occurring between January 21st and February 20th, marks the transition of zodiac animals, each influencing the year's course and traits of individuals born under its sign. The dragon, revered as the most powerful zodiac symbol, embodies a mix of respect and hope due to its association with intelligence and good fortune. Its arrival often sees a spike in birth rates in China, as parents believe dragon babies are destined for success. This year, the dragon's reign begins on February 10th, promising a period of prosperity and opportunity. The Chinese zodiac comprises five elements as well. So there's wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. Derived from the five elements theory, Wuxing, which emphasizes balance and interconnectedness. This philosophy underpins various Eastern traditions such as feng shui, holistic medicine, and martial arts, promoting harmony and understanding between elements. So similarly, tropical Western astrology recognizes four elements: earth, air, fire, and water, originally described by Plato in Timaeus. These elements define astrological archetypes, influencing traits and behaviors associated with zodiac signs. The goal in both systems is harmony, as each element depends on the others for existence. In the five elements theory, Interactions between elements create and destroy energy akin to the opposing forces of a yin-yang symbol. The cycle of creation and destruction follows a specific order, which each element influencing the next in a continuous cycle aimed at achieving harmony. So it's very easy to figure out your Chinese zodiac element because all you need to know is your birth year, specifically the last number of your birth year. So metal, that's birth year ending in 0 or 1. Water, birth year ending in 2 or 3. Wood, birth year ending in 4 or 5. Fire, birth year ending in 6 or 7. Earth, birth year ending in 8 or 9. So since we are 2024, it's the year of the wood dragon. So in understanding the five elements theory, it's essential to recognize that each element plays a unique role, contributing distinct personality traits to individuals born under its influence. Just as different pieces are vital to completing a puzzle, each element brings its own priorities to the table. The visionary qualities of wood, the adventurous spirit of fire, the nurturing demeanor of earth, the disciplined nature of metal, and the artistic sensibility of water. Moreover, it's crucial to note that certain elements resonate more strongly with specific zodiac signs. For instance, wood aligns closely with a rabbit, while metal resonates with the rooster. By delving into the characteristics of each element, individuals can gain insight into their own personality traits and how they interact with their Chinese zodiac sign, adding another layer of understanding to their self-awareness and personal growth journey. And there you have it, dear Zesties, the fascinating origins, cultural significance, and captivating stories behind the Lunar New Year and the enchanting Chinese zodiac. Whether or not these holds true, it's for you to decide. So before we end this episode, Zesties, I'd like you to know that there might be some changes on the frequency in putting out episodes. Life has been quite a ride lately, and I will share more soon. Most likely, I wouldn't be able to put out weekly episodes, but I will try to do it as much as I can. But just letting you know that it might not be a perfect weekly publishing, most likely a fortnightly or a 3 times a month episode, if you will. But anyway, thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for tuning in all this time and for patiently waiting for the episodes. If you like this episode, please share it to your family, your friends, and social media. If you'd like to support the show, please rate and comment on your favorite podcasting platform or on our socials. That will really be a big help, Zesties. And of course, if you'd like to send some love through a refreshing drink or two, please click on the link on the episode notes where you can donate a few dollars to support the show. As always, I appreciate you. Join us next time as we continue our exploration of the self, cultures, and society. Until then, may your year be filled with joy, prosperity, and the boundless wonders of the Lunar New Year.